You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. My next guests are here from Hospice and Home Care of Juno, a division of Catholic Community Service. Welcome, Jennifer Carson. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, she's the director of Hospice and Home Care of Juno, and Charles Rohrbacher, hospice chaplain and bereavement support. Hello, Charles.
Hi, it's nice to be here.
Nice to have you both. Thanks for joining us today. I know you're here to talk about an upcoming group, bereavement group, but before we get into that, I just wanted to do a little bit of background. Jennifer, I think everyone has an understanding about what you and your organization do, but what was the last year like for you?
Oh, you know what? It was pretty intense. We saw actually a growth in our patients. So staff were hopping. We saw some patients with active COVID. And, you know, so it was about getting all the PPE that we could to ensure that not only our staff, but all the patients and their caregivers were safe. And I am so happy, so happy to report that none of our staff tested positive throughout this whole entire year. They took it very seriously. And I just want to give a shout out to the Juno Public Health Department. They were available anytime I needed support and had questions. They helped me write some policies and procedures. And so I couldn't have asked for better support. So kudos to them. They are fantastic.
Charles, what would you add to that?
Well, as Jennifer said, COVID made things more complicated, probably from the standpoint of both of our nursing and social work and chaplaincy staff. The big challenge was to find a way to be personal, to be close to the patients and their families in really difficult moments for them, while at the same time maintaining social distance and masking and as necessary wearing the rest of the PPE. I know for myself, trying to develop rapport with patients who couldn't see your face was a big challenge. But I think we were all able to kind of work through that because we're all people, and our patients and their families trust us, and they trust us to be there for them.
Kudos to your organization for handling the pandemic and remaining safe throughout. I think that's a really big accomplishment. And as we move, into the next phase of this pandemic, slowly into recovery and reemerging, Hospice of Juno is looking to host a bereavement group. Now, is this something that you would offer on a regular basis in the past?
It is. And normally we would do it in person. But just to maintain social distance and safety, we're trying something new to see how a virtual group might work for us.
I know since I've been here, we've done two bereavement groups that they were 8 weeks long, not 4 weeks long, and I think that they were good. They were good for the participants, and we did them in person, and so. I think this will work fine. I think by distance, it's you're going to have to drink your cup of tea in front of your computer screen and not in a circle with the rest of the people in the group. But again, I think we've all had to learn how to adapt to this new reality of having to do things by distance. And actually, in Alaska, many people have already have experience with doing that. I know a woman who. She got her teaching credential over the phone way out in Western Alaska. This was years ago, where they did the whole class by distance. I don't think she ever met the rest of the group in her cohort because they were all over, Alaska.
Yeah, we're getting a lot better of it. Some of us faster than others, especially those who never have had to do it this way before, but there are some advantages. I wanted to ask, what are some things that you cover in this bereavement group, and who are some of the group leaders? Would that include the two of you?
Go ahead.
So the group leaders is Charles, who's with us today, and then our social worker, Rachel Jameson. They're the two facilitators for the group.
The content is actually pretty straightforward. I think the first session is an opportunity for us all to get to know each other and to share a little bit about the loss we've experienced. The second session is kind of education about sort of the what bereavement is, which of course is a word that means loss, the ways in which we respond to that loss emotionally, which is what we call grief, and then the outward signs of the grief that we're experiencing, which we would call mourning. And then to, again, in the group, talk about what the experience of loss, of grief, and of mourning has been for the participants. And that's going to vary depending on how long ago they experienced their loss. The third session generally is when, once we've kind of gotten to know each other better, it's an opportunity for the participants to share about, in a little more detail, about the loss that they've experienced, and to just to talk about the impact that's had on their lives, and maybe things that they are looking for support in, or need some support or some tools for working through that. And then, since this is an abbreviated group, we'll probably do the last one on some strategies for getting through significant anniversaries of the holidays, different holidays, because oftentimes that first year or two after we've lost someone, those anniversaries of birthdays and wedding anniversaries and the births of children and everything, as well as the anniversary of the death of the person what we've lost, as well as like Thanksgiving and Christmas, and for many people Easter too, could be real tough. So that's sort of in a nutshell, that's what we're going to be doing during this group.
You mentioned anniversaries and other milestones. What are some other elements of the bereavement process that people might not be aware of, even as they experience them? And how can group meetings help with that?
Well, what both Rachel and I point out is that this isn't therapy. We're not therapists. Well, she is a therapist, but we're not doing a therapy group. It's a support group. And so what we mostly want to do is help the participants to have a better understanding of what they're experiencing, you know, and also to feel okay about whatever it is they're going through, you know. So sometimes when we have a longer group, I know we did one session which was, what are some of the worst things people said to you, and what are some of the most supportive and helpful things they said to you? And we covered a whole whiteboard with both, you know. But it's whatever you're going through is kind of your own journey. It's going to twist and turn, and it isn't necessarily going to be predictable. But there are going to be some things that you're going to share in common with other members of the group. And oftentimes, one of the most helpful and supportive things is when someone shares about something that they've gone through, and another person in the group says, "Oh yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's been, I had a similar experience with after my loved one died." Does that kind of help answer that question?
It does. It does. Thank you. If you're just joining us, this is Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney, and my guests are from Hospice and Home Care of Juno, Jennifer Carson and Charles Rohrbacher. Thank you both for speaking with me today. Let's talk about the details of the meeting, since we're just about out of time. When does it start, and how can we find out more and sign up?
Yep. So the first group is going to start next Tuesday, so March 23rd, and it'll run for 4 weeks. It'll be every Tuesday from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. We are doing it via Microsoft Teams, so just a little bit different platform than Zoom. And you can call 463-6111 to sign up. We do ask that you sign up ahead of time, and that's how you'll get the link to the Zoom meeting.
And there's two crucial things to remember. First is that the group is confidential. That's why we're using Teams, because it's a confidential platform. And the other is that even though hospice and home care is offering this, this is not restricted to people who have had family members who are hospice patients. This is really open to the whole community. If you've experienced the loss of a loved one, we're here to offer this bereavement support to you. So don't be hesitant if this is your first contact with hospice science.
Yeah,
that's great to remember. Well, thank you both so much. Lots of luck with the group happening virtual this time, beginning March 23rd, 6:30 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday nights for the next 4 weeks. Is there anything else that you guys would like to add or share before we say goodbye today? Jennifer, we can start with you.
No, we really appreciate all the support that we've gotten throughout the last year from the community. I know it's been hard on everybody, but we couldn't have done it without the support of the community. And I just want to thank my staff for being so wonderful. They have just provided care with just such grace and poise and a positive attitude. And so thank you to them as well.
I just thank the community, since Jennifer was saying, and I know for myself, and I know for the rest of the staff, it's a real privilege to be allowed into the lives and the end of life of so many people in our community. We never take that for granted, and I know for myself, I'm grateful to be able to be of service in those moments. So thank you.
Well, thank you both so much for doing what you do. And I hope you have a great experience over the next 4 weeks with your bereavement group. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us on the show, Shelley.
No problem. Take care.
Bye-bye.